on Monday, December 5th, 2016. I'm calling to order the council meeting of the Borough of Edgewood. Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Here.
Dr. Wallace. Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola.
Here.
Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and solicitor are also in attendance. Let us stand and recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. At this time, we'll entertain items from the floor. Any petitions or anything anybody want to address? Okay. What we'll do is we'll kind of just suspend that, and should anyone show up with council's consent, then we will entertain items from the floor at that time. But what we can do is swear in a police officer, Mayor Cook.
Thank you. I'd like to have Officer Jason Petrie come forward. Right hand and I state the name.
I, Jason Petrie.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
That I will support.
Obey and defend.
Obey and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution.
And the Constitution.
Of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And that I will discharge.
And that I will discharge.
The duties of police officer.
The duties of police officer.
For the Borough of Edgewood with fidelity.
With the Borough of Edgewood with fidelity.
No, I haven't got some. All
right.
You want to get some more? It's all right. You know, it's a photo op. It's a big deal. Welcome to the Edgewood Borough Police Department.
Welcome. Good luck.
Congratulations.
That's the guy I was telling you about during the interview.
They make this a big deal.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Hand up, Mayor.
Take good care of our peeps.
Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are you all right? Okay. Then we will go into Mr. Wainwright with, do you have a motion for us to authorize payments for bills for goods and services?
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee, from the general fund in the amount of $72,796.03, and from the sewer fund in the amount of $0, for a total of $72,796.03. Most of the all the expenses were routine, with the exception of approximately $48,000 check, which is our final payment for road paving this year.
Fire calls and uniform cleaning.
Oh, yes. Also, there were many checks. This is when the officers get $600 a piece for uniform cleaning, and the fire department gets a per call stipend.
End of year kind of stuff.
End of year stuff.
Okay. Any other questions or comments for Mr. Wainwright? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to adopt the 2017 operating budget. Mr. Wainwright.
Move to adopt the 2017 general fund budget, 2017 sewer fund budget, and 2017 liquid fuels fund budget.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Very nice budget.
I was also impressed. Put together the comments underneath helped, I think, help me understand a lot of the line items.
And we also want to just affirm that the budgets were put out for public review, and also that a public hearing was advertised and was held earlier today at 7 o'clock with one person other than council attending. Thank you for being here. And is there anything else that we... I do want to commend the borough manager and the borough administration and staff in, working well together and presenting a budget that was reasonable. And allowing us to continue to be good stewards of the taxpayers' dollar. Ms. Bassini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the 2017 operating budgets motion passes. Reading of Ordinance 1059, 2017 tax ordinance, Mr. Wainwright.
Will these be by title only?
By title only.
Borough of Edgewood Ordinance 1059, an ordinance of the Borough of Edgewood, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, fixing the tax rate for the fiscal year 2017.
Second.
Questions or comments? There is no tax increase.
Village will remain steady at 7.185.
Ms. Bastian, you call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And the chair will
final reading.
Do the final reading, Mr. Wainwright, by title.
Borough of Edgewood Ordinance 1059, an ordinance of the Borough of Edgewood, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, fixing the tax rate for the year 2017, fiscal year 2017.
Second.
Ms. Bassini, you call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And the chair now asks, shall this ordinance pass? This is your final approval. Call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And the 2017 tax ordinance 1059 passes. And now it's up to the mayor whether he's going to sign or not.
Perfect.
Thanks.
Resolution 2016-26, the 2017 public meeting dates, Mr. Wainwright.
Borough of Edgewood, Resolution 2016-26, whereas the Council of the Borough of Edgewood recognizes the importance of scheduling all public meetings throughout the year beginning in January, and whereas the Council of the Borough of Edgewood acknowledges that all meetings are open to the public in accordance with the Sunshine Law, now therefore be it resolved that the following schedule be established. Borough Council, first and third Monday of every month. If the meeting day is a national holiday, the meeting will be held the following day. Planning Commission, fourth Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. Zoning Hearing Board upon demand. Committee Council meetings, second and fourth Monday of every month as needed. Civil Service Commission upon demand. All meetings will convene at 7:30 p.m. in Council Chambers unless otherwise specified above. In the Municipal Building, 2 Ray Street, Edgewood, PA. The Borough will advertise all meetings and changes to the meetings if legally required in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, adopted the 5th day of December 2016 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Questions or comments?
Just a comment to Council, if you want to keep your ordinance, on the back are the list of dates for Council meetings for 2017, so you can mark your calendars now.
What a cheater sheet.
All right, Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and Resolution 2016-26 passes. Resolution 2016-27, 2017 wages, Mr. Fuller.
Whereas the Borough of Edgewood has approved the budget for the 2017 fiscal year, and whereas the Borough of Edgewood has established a salary for those employees not covered by a bargaining unit, now, therefore, be resolved that the Edgewood Borough Council hereby authorizes staff salary increases of 3% fiscal year 2017 for those employees listed below. Do they need to be read?
Yes.
Jared Amos, Steve Hawley, Paul Nye, Jonathan Smeltzer, Garrett Wagner, John Antolovich, Joseph Mahoney, Robert Payne, Lewis Sloan, James Wisman, Janet Gerber, Brandon Marr, Bruce Ruffing, and Thomas Thielacker. A salary increase of 10% for the fiscal year 2017 for Julie Bastanini, and a salary increase of $1 an hour for Jessica Kashinsky, excuse me. Adopted this 5th day of December 2016 by the Council of the Borough of Edgewood.
Second.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye. And Resolution 2016-27 passes. Yes.
Sorry to take you back. The resolution establishing the meetings, I think, must have been Julie that told me that we're not having a meeting on Monday the 2nd. We're having a meeting on Tuesday the 3rd.
Correct.
Okay, and that is not, Monday the 2nd is not a national holiday. And I'm not making a big deal of that. But
yeah, then we should have a meeting on that day.
The borough offices are closed.
Wait, what day?
January 2nd, since the holiday is a Sunday.
We're observing that, so when we advertise for the meetings, just advertise that we're having a meeting on January 3rd.
Right. We can do that.
He's the one she's advertising.
Because it's not a national holiday.
Yeah, that's okay. All right, thank you. So we have to advertise that change. Okay.
It won't be a change because we haven't advertised this yet.
Yeah, but I mean,
when we advertise it, it will be right January 3rd and then the rest.
Right. All right. Change order number one, Mr. Wilson.
I move to approve change order number one to the borough's contract with A. Lambertini Incorporated for the 2016 roadway improvement project in the decreased amount of $42,222.18 for the adjustment of in-place quantities.
Second.
Questions or comments?
You all received in your packet a breakdown of the costs for the change order, so you can see where the savings came from. It was mostly from not needing to do as much base repair or as much milling on some roads.
Hi. Right.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Business meeting, volunteer fire department report. Mr. Halley, how are you? Long time no see.
Yeah, it's okay.
Ben just called me a couple hours ago to come up. Let me see if I can get everything. First item he wanted me to talk about was we did fire education at the primary school. We did over 400 students in one day. We had two different classes, so all the kids sat in the auditorium and talked about fire prevention, fire safety. And I believe they went over there today, did a fire drill with all the kids, and everything went apparently pretty well. The luminaria are selling right now, so if anybody needs a luminaria, they're downstairs. The election of officers was held last week for the fire department. Nothing has changed for the 2017. So the officers remain the same. And we received our letter from the Auditor General's office regarding the Relief Association audit, and there were no discrepancies in our audit, and it is public record if anybody wants to review it.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Halley? How are the luminaria sales going?
It just started last Thursday. Okay. Slow right now, but it's okay.
Okay. Well, we'll make sure we put that on the website and tweet about it or Twitter or whatever.
Yeah, we have the sign hanging down on the bottom of Maple, like everybody. It looks like a billboard down there.
Yeah, the concert one will come down since they had it last Saturday.
Perfect place to hang stuff.
Yeah, it is.
That's it.
All right. Well, thank you. I think the fire safety classes for the kids right now with candles and trees and everything else is a wonderful time.
Absolutely.
To do that. So thank you very much. And thank the volunteer fire department for all they do.
We'll do a video, too.
Hmm?
There's a video, too.
Yeah, I have a copy of it in my email.
In the school.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. On the school district's website, there's a video that they posted of the class and the kids enjoying it.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, there you go. That'd be for your records.
Good advertising. Yeah.
And, you know, and thank you for ushering Santa in.
Welcome. Just a little mess on Friday night, so we didn't realize when we scheduled our holiday party, it was the same night as Light Up Night, but we got through it. All the lights got turned on, Santa was delivered.
There you go. That's all we need.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Heads light up. Right? So, yeah. All right. There you go. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Recreation report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. We had a very nice turnout for Light Up Edgewood Night. We had a lot of people show up, so the weather helped us there. So thanks to Ben, who drove the fire truck, who didn't go to the party so that he could deliver Santa. Youth basketball signups are due in the borough office by Wednesday, December 7th. We've got a decent turnout right now, but we could use some more kids for basketball, and that's held at Edgewood Primary School Gym, and that's all I have for recreation.
Thank you. Water Authority report, Mr. Fuller.
Thank you. The Water Authority met. They passed a budget with no increase in the water rates. Your bill will go up because Alcosan has a costs, but it was not due to work. Surprise, surprise, they signed a labor contract this month.
Wow.
Yeah. 1 year late, runs through 2018.
13% with Alcosan?
It's somewhere
11.
11.
Okay. Yeah. Right. And PWSA increased their rates by, I want to say, 11%. Kelby is going to be bid out in January, and we should know when that work is going to proceed. They're going to replace the water line there next year. And that's all I have currently.
Thank you.
We'd be happy to work with them on the paving again.
Yeah. Hopefully the paving contract is going to get rebid, and hopefully we'll be there again because they did pretty strong.
They did.
Mm-hmm. Planning Commission report, Mayor Cook.
Planning Commission did not meet.
Thank you. Council of Government report, Mr. Wilson.
Did not meet.
Borough Solicitor, Mr. Barry.
Madam President, I report this evening.
Borough Manager report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. Tomorrow morning, I have a meeting with our engineers and ACA Engineering, who we hired to do the geotechnical evaluation of Mifflin Avenue. They have completed that evaluation, so tomorrow we will discuss the condition of the roadway and our options for repairing it. I will report back to council on those options and the recommended course of action after tomorrow's meeting. Last week, Chief Payne and I attended the Western Pennsylvania School for the Deaf's Commitment to Community meeting. They have this meeting once every 2 months or so. But last week's presentation was on the Mont Fayette Expressway. There were representatives from the Pennsylvania Turnpike and their engineering company there. So it was, I found it to be a very interesting conversation. I think, as we all know, the leg of the expressway that was proposed in 2004 that would connect Monroeville to downtown Pittsburgh without going through 376 has been cut from the project. So what is moving forward is a connection from Monroeville, so from 376 to Jefferson Hills, Route 51, which will be a good improvement.
You want to go to Uniontown.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
The plan right now is in the next 5 years, the Turnpike Commission will finalize their design and move through the long legal process of obtaining right-of-ways. They estimate 5 years for that, and then work will begin at this point. The estimated completion date for that leg of the expressway is 2032. Which, as Chief Payne said, is also the estimated date to land on Mars.
They'll be dead.
But the part that would benefit us the most is the leg into the city, and that has been taken off of the table at this point. President Schaefer and I attended an Alcosan update meeting last week. The meeting focused on municipal source reduction and flow monitoring. With the help of Three Rivers Wet Weather's flow targeting working group, The flow target numbers are being created and will be released very soon. They'll provide municipalities with a guideline for how well they are dealing with source reduction and a target for where their efforts should eventually lead. So we're excited to see those numbers, see where Edgewood falls, and then be able to plan accordingly to reach that target if we are not there yet. Speaking of sanitary sewers, work began on our contract last week on Penwood and Hutchinson. We're happy to see that our contractor is moving quickly on this project and hope to have the bulk of the work completed before the winter season hits. Leaf collection will be wrapping up this week. Next week, we'll take a few passes through the borough to collect anything that's left out in the streets, but we won't be doing the daily routes as they have been scheduled. That will be wrapping up this week.
And will you send out a little?
Yes, we will. So next week, the street sweep the leaf machine will be around, and then after we're done with the leaf machine, we're going to send out the street sweeper to make sure that everything is taken care of before winter. Then the big change begins tomorrow. Garbage and recycling day has changed to Tuesday. So I know your garbage was just picked up on Friday, but anything that you have, you can put out tomorrow morning, and Republic will pick it up. And that's all I have.
They're also going to do a pass on Friday.
Correct.
Just because it's a new thing.
Because, right.
Okay.
Right.
That's good.
That's all I have.
Anything else from Ms. Bussey?
Are they
going
to do it for two Fridays or just next Friday?
That's the plan, for two. But that's just for the people who forgot. So we're really trying to encourage everybody to put it out.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try to import some. So. Something to do.
I mean, to be honest, had I not seen garbage cans out, I probably would have forgotten myself. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean, that's why we do
Christmas?
That's why we do the change in December, early December instead of early January, because then it would be, you've just gotten back from the holidays, and then we could say, your garbage day is now Tuesday, but because of New Year's Day, it's now actually Wednesday for this week, but then it goes back to Tuesday, and that gets really confusing. So Tuesday. They'll be out in case you forget and have to put something out on Friday, but please try to remind yourself and your neighbors.
How about for Christmas weekend, the Friday before? Just so people don't get stuck with garbage all over the weekend for the holiday.
We can ask. It's
to have them come. They've sent stuff around. Sometimes people have to be grown ups.
And this evening, everybody who has a phone number associated with their account did get a robocall reminding you that tomorrow is pickup day.
I mean, they're coming two times this week and next week. So, just saying. Anything.
The luminaire is going to light up all the garbage down the street. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Is there anything else, Ms. Bastianini? I think I'm going to make my statement and read it into the record, and you can make your motion. All right? Okay. Just for the record, we have not received any petition regarding the crosswalk request from Saunders. I know there's one out there only because I subscribe to a neighborhood e-paper, but people who don't subscribe to that will learn by word of mouth. And there was an article in the Post-Gazette regarding the crosswalk at Saunders. When I read the preamble to the petition and then read the multiple comments that flowed in, I felt compelled to kind of write a response on behalf of council. And I did talk with Mr. Fuller as vice president about it. I had it reviewed by the mayor. So I'm going to read it now, so it will be in the record, and if it's something that council thinks we should put on the website, we could do that as well, but, so here goes. Just bear with me. I'll be as quick as I can. The problem is that the residents don't know the history, nor do they know the impetus for all of a sudden this big hullabaloo about the crosswalk. So as a service to its planning partners, the Southwestern PA Commission, the SPC, has developed a road safety audit program as part of its transportation operations and safety planning efforts. An RSA is a proactive process that provides recommendations which can be implemented in stages as time and resources permit. The aim of the RSA is to answer the following questions: what elements of the road may present a safety concern, to what extent, to which road uses, and under what circumstances? What opportunities exist to eliminate or mitigate identified safety concerns? Edgewood Borough had an active role in the RSA, which occurred in April 2014. The borough provided all crash data, previous police studies of the area, and made employees, officials available for the RSA key person interview. The RSA team performed its audit on the roadway by looking at traffic patterns during morning and evening peak hours, off hours, and at night to determine how the roadway is used under different circumstances. Additionally, the team walked and drove the roadway to gain a practical understanding. Borough Council received results of the audit and agreed with the majority of the recommendations for the sections of South Braddock that Edgewood owns. And here's the copy that is online. In fall of 2015, the SPC made grant funds available for its Transportation Alternatives Program, or TAP. The boroughs of Edgewood and Swissvale believed this grant would allow for the implementation of many of the RSA recommendations and agreed to submit a joint application for grant funding. The grant application totaled $479,500 and addressed pedestrian and bicycle improvements recommended by the RSA. The application was to update all intersections on South Braddock Avenue to have ADA-compliant ramps, install stamped concrete crosswalks at existing crosswalk locations, update pedestrian crossing signals, bicycle-safe storm sewer grates, electronic speed minder signs, and signage directing pedestrians to crosswalks. All of these items were recommended by the RSA. Edgewood and Swissvale were happy to learn in February 2016 that the grant application had been accepted. The Federal Highway Administration levied the grant money, and the bid letting must be conducted via the PennDOT system. The borough solicited proposals for a traffic engineer to prepare the bid speculations. Since the grant funding did not cover initial engineering, the Civil and Environmental Consultants, Inc., or CEC, was selected for this work and are currently working on the bid specs. Major changes to the construction cannot occur since the grant has already been awarded. Grant money will be used for the purposes outlined in the application. I think it's important to note here that the petition circulated, which we have not received, stated that we were banning people and forbidding people from crossing at Saunders, even though there was a rather long discussion about the safety concerns due to the topography, that previous traffic studies did not recommend designating a crosswalk there because of driver sight issues. And at that time, we stated that we were referring people to the designated crosswalk for safety reasons. It was acknowledged that people do and will cross wherever they want, including the middle of the block between parked cars. The petition preamble on change.org implied, and later on Edgewood Swissvale Slopes, it was reiterated that with the plan, the two councils were focusing only on traffic, choosing traffic over pedestrians and local businesses. It was further given credence by affirmation of the Regent Square Civic Association support. Nowhere was the grant mentioned that the two neighboring municipalities had worked together with the Regent Square Civic Association on the roadway safety audit, and that a specific crosswalk across South Braddock at Saunders was not part of the recommendations of the RSA. The council members of Edgewood and Swissvale are dedicated to our communities and this region. We live here as neighbors and friends, and some friends, I guess. We raise our families here, and so while we are all here, and you're here, thank you, I'm going to share some of the things that council members have done and worked on. In support of businesses, Edgewood revised its restaurant ordinance to permit outdoor dining. Mr. Wainwright wrote a food truck ordinance for our local businesses, and it was passed by council. We have worked with Swissvale and Rankin on a comprehensive plan for Edgewood Avenue to the waterfront. We revised the park and recreation comprehensive plan so that we could work on a designated dog area. We are members of Connect and the Turtle Creek Valley Council of Governments. When there were series of robberies in Regent Square, Edgewood, Swissvale, Wilkinsburg, and the city of Pittsburgh worked together to quickly restore order and safety. When PennDOT was going to meter our access ramps to the parkway, we worked together with Senator Costa and County Executive Rich Fitzgerald to recognize the impact of shaving 5 minutes off of commuters' time, what that would have on our communities. And we intend to further have cooperation with joint bidding on shared street repairs. There are some things that we are doing and have done with due diligence on what could and should be done and taking our elected office and governance. These are some of the things that we're doing and have done with due diligence on what could and should be done and taking our elected office and governance seriously. None of these things were done for traffic, but for the safety and quality of life for our residents in our communities. Now, sometimes that means not always doing what is popular, because what is popular is not always the right thing for community safety. And what seems to be a simple fix is not always so simple. To that end, our intent always is to do the right thing, the right way, for the right reason. We acknowledge that the road safety audit did not address a designated crosswalk at Saunders, and we have not designated a crosswalk there under the advice of past traffic studies. We also know that changes have occurred in our neighborhood with the addition of more local restaurants along South Braddock Avenue, and the attraction of a walkable urban community is something to be supported. Now, we can't amend the awarded grant, and we certainly aren't going to turn away $479,500 of improvements. We want to do the right thing, the right way, for the right reason, and we don't have to work within an either-or premise. We believe we can work on an and here. So in response to our residents and to make sure that we can designate a safe crosswalk at Saunders, I'm asking Council to consider a motion to reach out to Swissvale to do a joint traffic study specifically on the safety of a crosswalk at Saunders and to permit the borough manager to get a cost estimate for a traffic study from the CEC using the information we already have with the RSA to address these questions. Would a crosswalk at Saunders be safe? If so, how could we optimize the safety of putting one there? Can we secure funding for those safety measures? Can we request grants and funding available from other elected officials? And if so, and if the answer is no, at least we'll have done our due diligence in response to the residents in the of Edgewood and Swissvale.
In that spirit, I would like to move to authorize the borough manager to work with Swissvale Borough to solicit quotes for a traffic engineering study of the South Braddock and Sanders intersection.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
Can I ask just one general question? Has Swissvale taken any actions of any kind on this?
They've applied with us jointly on the grant. They are hearing the same things from their residents that you are hearing from yours, and we will be approaching them about doing the joint traffic study.
We would want to do this. It would need to be a joint traffic study because they own the other half of South Braddock.
Yeah.
And we respect our partnership with Swissvale. And we have kind of reached out a little bit to see if this was something that might be amenable to Swissvale as well before, you know, addressing it here.
There's already been traffic studies.
Yes, there have been in the past, which is why we don't have a designated crosswalk. In the RSA, it says that, you know, any area within an intersection can be an implied crosswalk, which is why we wanted to have signs with the RSA recommended having signs pointing people to a designated safe crosswalk.
Which is one block.
I understand that. But those were done in the past, and even though this is a traffic safety study, because of misrepresentation, which was unfortunate, and because it was not a specific question, we can get another get a traffic study using this information, so we're not reinventing the wheel.
We're going to spend more money because people are misinformed.
We're going to spend more money so that we can be assured that we are optimizing the safety where crosswalks may be implied. And we're doing that as a public safety response.
I think you did an excellent job of presenting everything that needed to be presented. I think I will talk to the officers about getting familiar with this in case they're stopped and asked by residents, and be able to address things in a way that you've done, because they're out and about and they'll hear about it. And I think that this was an excellent response to what we have taking place, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Wainwright.
I guess I don't know the latest in traffic engineering, but is there anything that suggests that doing a traffic study, anything would change between the now, today's traffic study and the last, whenever the last traffic study was done?
We don't know.
We don't know, and because we don't know, that's why I'm recommending this. You know, because if the answer is if the answer is no, then we can say, you know, here it is, this, it's a no. If the answer with, you know, with changes now, if the answer is yes, it is possible and you can do X, Y, and Z to make it safe, then, you know, then that's something that we can consider together with Edgewood and Swissvale and talk to Senator Costa and, you know, others for funding for it. So I think it's an opportunity for us to, for our own sakes as well as the residents, to make sure that we've done our due diligence. That's how we operated. But you know, the motion is before council, with discussion. If council doesn't want to proceed, then that's up to council. So, is there any further discussion?
I think it was a well said statement. I just am reiterating, it's a block, and it's more money for a study that was already done. For the same location, nothing has changed, but I'm just saying that. I think that was an excellent statement. That's right.
Thank you.
That's why I think we need to talk to Swissvale and see where they feel on it.
Ms. Bessini, you call the roll. But that's what the motion is to reach out to Swissvale.
We haven't made a motion.
Yes, George just read
it. Oh, George read it.
Pardon?
I have a comment or a question. If the new study were to answer the question, what would it take to make a crosswalk possible?
We can't do a crosswalk without a traffic safety on.
No. I mean,
and that's what we would look at. How can a crosswalk be there, and what's going to be the cost in doing that?
Okay.
You know, we can't, and that's what was misrepresented. You know, it's not just putting lines down we can't just put lines down because people are crossing there. We don't make those decisions. But the other part of that is that we want to be responsible in making sure that things are safe. I mean, that's what we're supposed to do. And if it is possible to do it, and there are some things that we can do to make it safe, and, you know, then that's something to consider. But if the answer is no, then the answer is no. You know, I mean, if traffic experts are saying no, then people can still have autonomy and they can cross there. I mean, we're not going to, you know, hose them down or whatever. But as a government, you know, responsible for public safety, we can't promote unsafe behavior. So that's...
But the residents are expecting to hear that no is not possible. Like, you should always be able to do it. It just may be an inordinate amount.
Well,
no, because crosswalks, like anything else or any traffic thing, is covered under the Pennsylvania transportation laws. So if there is a law that says you cannot have a crosswalk without 40 feet of clear visual sight, You cannot put a crosswalk there.
Well, and
it's not up to the local governments.
I really think the issue, ultimately, from a liability point of view, is if people cross the street where they're not supposed to, that's on them.
Right.
And if people cross in a designated crosswalk, and that crosswalk is improperly located, then that's a different story. And so as we go through this process, I sort of think we ought to keep that in mind.
And that's why we're going through this process, because we want to make sure that it's safe.
I don't have any problem going through the process. I'm glad Justin said what he said so we could talk about it. But I think that, it's always good to have more information.
We have to have more information. It's not an either or, it's an and. Yes?
I think a lot of it is the unknown that they don't believe. They believe that we can control and put lines up and a sign tomorrow.
Well, there, it's
some
just...
Some people, just
it's
some
just been misrepresented. Right. It's been misrepresented that, you know, this was the plan and, you know, a crosswalk at Saunders doesn't have anything to do with this grant, and we're not going to hold up a grant, which I think I've been pretty clear. And we have a motion. Let's vote on the motion, and we can reach out to Swissvale and if the motion passes, and you know, and get the traffic study started to be able to address it.
Okay, so this would be a second and different traffic study.
This would be a traffic study specifically addressing the possibility for a safe crosswalk, designated crosswalk at Saunders.
Okay, now, is that what we're voting on?
We're voting on reaching out to Swissvale.
Yeah, okay.
To solicit their support, because it has to be a joint traffic study.
Just to do a study.
And to allow the borough manager then to reach out to the CEC, mm-hmm. you know, to get a cost estimate for that.
Yeah. Well, I think that makes a lot of sense. By the way, I've crossed there many times. I found it to be a tricky place to cross.
Well, yeah, it is.
And I drive there all the time, and in and out of all the side streets, and it is tricky for drivers and pedestrians. And I don't think it's a very good place for a crosswalk myself, personally.
Well, it's like the crosswalk further down the road, too.
Yeah.
If you're coming down there in the morning, you know, the one tree blocks the beginning of that crosswalk. You cannot see very well. So you just can't go, well, people do.
It's a half a lane you're missing totally. Yeah,
you shouldn't fly through there because you just can't see until you're up on it.
But this grant is for improvements. You know, for the cyclists have asked for improvements. You know, it's pedestrian safety and cyclist safety improvements. Maybe. And it's grant money. You know,
and I don't think there's any talk about putting a light there. It's a completely different situation.
That wasn't a recommendation here.
In the cars, when there's not much traffic, they drive too fast. But when there's a lot of traffic, visibility is further obscured.
Right.
So I think it's bad both ways for a crosswalk.
So, you know, we're going to the experts, you know, with this RSA. We partnered with the Region Square Civic Association with this RSA, and we are being responsive to the requests by residents in a responsible manner, and that's what we're supposed to do. It may not make people happy, the process that we have to go through, but once again, it's the right thing, the right way, for the right reason.
Yeah, yes. And people are making false statements about what Edgewood.
Well, they're misrepresenting.
I was just hearing this over the weekend a few times.
Yeah.
They claim that we have prohibited people from crossing the street there, which is a bunch of baloney.
Right.
But, you know, they are talking like that.
Yes, Mr. Wainwright.
So I just want to be clear. This motion is to solicit for bids.
The motion, read the motion again, Mr. Fuller.
Motion was to authorize the borough manager to work with Swissvale Borough to solicit quotes for a traffic engineering study on the South Braddock Avenue and Saunders.
Is this shared between us and Swissvale?
Yes.
It has to be.
Yes.
They have to pay for half or whatever.
Yes. Yes.
So they say, no, we're not paying for half.
Then we couldn't do it anyway because we own only part of the street.
Making sure that's set on record.
And if we agree and Swissvale agrees and we get the bid estimate, then Ms. Bastianini at the next meeting will come with that and we can either approve the traffic study cost or not. Okay, so are we clear on what the motion is? And okay. Will you call the roll, Ms. Bastianini?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Thank you all very much for that. And if council approves, we could put this on the website?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for your words of support. I have another copy if you want to give it to the chief.
That would be great.
Okay. Just going to take out the... is there anything else to be brought before council at this time?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I want to thank all of you for your work on the budget. You know, the meeting and talking to staff and borough administration for general government for your work, you know, in starting this and working through it really all throughout the year. For the mayor in working with the police department and with the borough manager and with us in having a scope that's realistic and something that we can support. You know, once again, the staff as well. And, you know, I think that you've all done good work. And I appreciate all that you do. So with that, the next meeting is the 19th of December at 7:30. Meeting adjourned. Thank you all very much.
Hello.